Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, April the 9th, 2020. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, did the governor turn our pharmacies for zinc into something that you need to get a prescription for? We'll talk about that. Are we doing our duty for the Department of Pandemia? Number two, turning in our neighbors, which is going to get more strict, I hear, today, possibly. And number one, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel qualifies as one of the worst people in the world and certainly the worst person to ever hold office in Michigan. Yesterday, she turned the virus into a racist pandemic, attacking white people who want to be playing golf, apparently. And Michigan Senator Gary Peters wants to give $25,000 bonuses to select Americans he calls heroes, while others watch their jobs, businesses, and dreams vanish right before their eyes. Welcome to it. By the way, the other big thing that nobody's talking about and should be, hospitals in this country and small medical clinics in this country are suffering greatly right now. Hospitals outside of the hot zones that ramped up and staffed up for what is supposed to be the worst pandemic in a century, closing their doors now. It's happening in Oklahoma. It's happening in Portland. It's happening in this country right now. How about this? Integrus Baptist Medical Center, Portland Avenue, was Deaconess Hospital temporarily closed. A spokeswoman for Integrus confirmed Wednesday. Exceptions to the closure will include the hospital's emergency room. The reason being is the hospitals in this country are empty. It's not a small hospital, 238 beds. It's been around for 100 years, just one example. The American Association of Family Physicians saying that if this continues into June, 40% of the small clinics in this country could be at serious risk of bankruptcy, closing their doors. There you go. That's what's happening in this country right now, as Governor Whitmer is likely to announce today an extension and expansion of the stay-home order. Expect that a little bit later today. And expect her to declare the stay-home order to run into mid-May. That's what the indications are, into mid-May. I've talked to several different people. It's not for sure. We'll find out later. And this comes as it appears that the Michigan numbers for COVID-19 illness have plateaued for more than a week. More than a week. In fact, yesterday, the least number of new cases since March 31st. The least number of new cases in 8 days. 1,376. Yes, the number of fatalities went up, and the total number of cases in the state exceeded 20,000. Only the third state to do so, behind New York and New Jersey. And using that as a backdrop, the governor is going to issue an extended stay-at-home order with more restrictions. You watch. It's a terrible idea, by the way, for the state. We need to be talking about how we get the state back to work, at least in a limited capacity. Find out how people that don't work close to each other, construction workers and others, can go to work. If you're in lawn maintenance or landscaping, what could it possibly hurt for you to get back to work? If you want to go mow lawns and ride around on a lawnmower and run your business, how many people have lawn services that their lawns are growing now? The weather's been decent. The lawns are growing. They could be working right now doing spring cleanup by themselves. They don't need to be within 6 feet of each other. They run mowers and grass sweepers and rakes and whatever. Golf courses should be open in Michigan. They're open everywhere else. Golf courses should be open in Michigan. That's what we should be doing. And unfortunately, we're not. In fact, here's another business that's going to take a hit. I get this from WZZM Channel 13. Michigan, one of the largest growers of floriculture in the nation. That according to the Michigan State University Extension Office. $472 million in the industry. Kalamazoo and Ottawa counties are the greatest producers of ornamental and vegetable crops. But things look grim. Let me give you an example. Countryside Greenhouse in Allendale. We're praying, literally praying, that we are allowed to open in May and still salvage our year. We're no longer thinking about a profit. Just can we salvage the year and be here next year? Because greenhouses, if they don't deliver their plants over the next few weeks, they're gone. That should not be allowed to happen. Plus this. Yesterday, out on the roads riding bicycle, pedal bike, not a Harley. Ivy and I were out, and we saw more people on the roads, more cars on the roads than we have combined for the last 2.5 weeks. Yesterday, the weather was nice in southern Michigan. There were more people out on the roads driving than at any time in the last 2.5 weeks. People have reached their point of, I can't stay in the root cellar any longer. I can't stay locked up any longer. I've got to get out. And so with the threats from the Attorney General to use drones and other people and encouraging police departments to fine people $1,000 and arrest people, however that's going to work, there's a wave of anger coming. There is a wave of anger coming if these lockdowns persist and the number of cases continue to get less and less each day, which I'm hopeful they do. I'm hopeful we can be done with this soon. I'm hopeful that this will pass. And that the new models, as bad as they've all been, that somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 Michigan residents will die, and that's the end of it, and it's terrible that that has happened, but if that's the end of it, then let's move on. We need to get back to the regular work of doing work. The economic numbers are equally alarming and should not be ignored, so says the Michigan Chamber. With businesses shuttered or hampered by COVID-19, over 800,000 Michigan residents filing for unemployment over the last 2 weeks. The current situation, both unprecedented and gut-wrenching. It's clear that Michigan's economy cannot be sidelined indefinitely without devastating long-term ramifications for the entire state. The Chamber's right. The Chamber's right. Public health and economic health are not mutually exclusive, and that policymakers can and should focus on both issues simultaneously. Crushing the economy is not a solution to controlling the virus. And the new jobless report coming today, the new unemployment numbers coming today. Some predicting it could be as high as 7 million new claims nationwide. And that number in Michigan could approach 1 million people losing their jobs. 1 million people losing their jobs. To prevent what? You have to ask yourself, to prevent what? It's a serious question. It's a sobering question. It's a tough question. But one we have to ask soon, because this lockdown simply cannot go on indefinitely. This part of the program is brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Of course, they're on the front lines. They're essential. But I don't think there's anybody listening that doesn't think they're essential to what goes on in this world. Maybe, but most people consider themselves essential. Things are going to change. You're in the No Panic Zone. It's the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone.
Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.